Hello there, I'm Ed Butler. Welcome to Business Daily. Today, Greece lurches on the financial precipice, but a billionaire investor tells us we've got this whole debt thing wrong.
Greece's debt is about one-third of its peers and is not this mountainous debt that you hear so often described. So when they use this term austerity, it's driven by this fake debt number.
Well, the entire Greek debt crisis is, of course, premised upon a figure that's widely bandied about in the press, some 175% of GDP, or if you prefer, $350 billion worth of Greek debt. But how useful is that very large number? You see, debt comes in many forms. Some has to be repaid in a few weeks, some over decades, and the terms from a bank are often very different from those offered by a loan shark, for example. Paul Kazarian is a major bondholder, some reckon the biggest private bondholder of Greek debt. He runs the US investment firm Japonica, and he says that the entire Greek debt figure is actually exaggerated, thanks to the archaic way the number is calculated in Brussels. He explained why.
It's fairly simple. Our investment is based on fundamental investments, which are that the Greeks' debt in particular is vastly misstated because they're not using either international accounting standards or international statistic guidelines to measure the debt. They measure the debt at this legal abstract concept called face value. Then it does a debt. So Greece's debt is about one-third of its peers and is not this mountainous debt that you hear so often described.
The argument here being essentially that because the terms of Greece's debt is repayment over a very long time frame, it is different perhaps from the debt held by, I don't know, Spain, Germany, Italy or someone else, because those have commercial loans that they have to pay back in a much shorter time frame.
Much shorter. Greece actually has some negative interest rate loans where they get the interest back, they get the principal back, and they've extended the maturities out to, I think, 45 years. And they actually have 10-year grace periods where they pay zero interest. So you have this debt, which is probably more like a grant than it is a debt.
Okay, but the actual terms or the structure by which they have to pay it back is agreed. So what difference does it make, what we call it?
A big difference, because the debt, as it's used, drives fiscal policy. So when they use this term austerity, which has to do with either raising taxes or cutting spending, it's driven by this fake debt number, which meant the magnitude of the impact on the people is vastly greater than it should have been.
Because essentially the Germans and otherwise can argue you have a huge mountain and therefore we have to be punitive to keep you on track.
Yeah, the net debt using international accounting standards is about 18% of GDP or $33 billion, not $319. It's a massive, massive difference. And to drive policy off of that number really ignores growth for the economy. I mean, it just makes no sense.
You've been making this argument, though, haven't you, for more than a year, and it doesn't seem like perhaps the people who matter are paying enough attention. I saw one quote from a global fixed income strategist. He said that accounting standard issues can be important, but what the market really cares about is what the IMF tells us, and the IMF is saying something different from you.
You know, I saw that as well, and if they would have looked more carefully, they would have found that the IMF actually has these very good manuals that talk about using the present value of the debt and not the face value of the debt. And it's been looked at by accounting firms, and there's credit rating agencies which rate government bonds. And there's a fellow there who's a former head, kind of the godfather of rating, a fellow by the name of Vincent Truglia, who came out and referred to the Greece debt number as a sham. Klaus Regling, who heads up ESFM, has referred to the debt number as meaningless. I mean, the people who take the time to study it realize that the debt number, as currently stated, is indefensible.
Setting that aside for a second, what is your, I mean, given the number as it's being given, what is your prognosis of what's been happening this year and where Greece is currently heading?
We have had more progress on IPSAS, which is international standards and transparency and accountability, in the last 30 days than we've had in 3 years with the prior government. The big downside for them of transparency and accountability is it exposes corruption. And when you use financial statements, much like the UK has with IFRS, you really can hone in on where the funds are going. When you don't have financial statements, you can't do audits. And so if you implement IPSAS, you may show, and you would show, a much lower debt number, but you'd also be able to track $80 billion in spending each year. And for those who might want to know where that $80 billion is going, they may say, we don't really want to tell people where it's going and view it as a downside. As an investor who has a long-term best interest of the country at heart, we want them to disclose because it's obviously this massive corruption.
And this government, of course, is making a big play of cutting out corruption, of collecting tax where it's due, primarily among richer Greeks.
The battle for Ipsos could be a huge change for Greece in transparency and accountability. We have business groups in Greece who have rallied around support, the business associations, the American Chamber of Commerce. The number of people who have come in and organizations that have written letters and responses and the tax councils, it really is amazing. I mean, there was some intimidation by the old government where they would cancel meetings, you know, and threaten people with tax audits and tell them they shouldn't Twitter. This new group, very different, so far very different. They may have a talent shortage, but that's different. I mean, it looks to us that they are welcoming transparency and accountability. And that's a huge, massive step forward for a country. They don't have trust and confidence. And if the government can't establish trust and confidence, then you can't have growth. You just can't.
So if you lose this battle, Greece is in a very bad place.
Our view is that this is a battle that must be won. It is a battle for accountability and transparency and trust and confidence. And there's only one outcome here, which has to be success for Greece.
Paul Kazarian of Japonica Partners.